Welcome to Parents' Perspective.
Ah, Mom!
17-year-old Cindy had her arms filled with beach towels, T-shirts, and her brand new purple bathing suit. Everyone's going to beach week. Everyone! Well, I'm happy to talk about it, said her mother, if you'd like to give me the details of what's being planned.
Planned?
Whined Cindy.
Planned? What's the big deal? A bunch of us, me, Tina, Tommy, Beth, Frank, and some friend of Frank's, are just going to the beach for a few days after school's over. That's all.
Frantically, Cindy's mom searched her brain for some law prohibiting teenagers from even going near a beach. Whose parent is going with you? Was all she could muster.
You don't trust us? Don't you trust me? Mom, you know I'd never do anything bad,
wailed Cindy. From a parent's perspective, what should we know about Beach Week? I'm Sandy Burt.
And I'm Linda Perlis. Our guest can help us better understand this phenomenon of the high school set. Officer Rick Burge has been a police officer in Montgomery County, Maryland for 8 years, working in the Alcohol Initiative section for the last 3.5 years. Officer Burge is married and has a young stepdaughter and a new baby on the way. Welcome to Parents Perspective, Officer Burge.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
For those of us who are quaking in our boots at this point at just the thought of Beach Week, could you explain exactly what it is?
Beach Week is essentially where a lot of teenagers like to go to the local beach in their particular area and hang out usually for about a week. And they go, express their freedom. They're glad to be out of school, summertime. A lot of people try to get jobs at the beach for the summer, and they use this particular week to get that particular job that they want.
Where do they stay when they go?
Usually they'll stay in local hotels. There are a lot of beach houses, people that own property at the beach that will rent, you know, these particular locations out to the teenagers. A lot of parents are required to sign releases to have the kids stay in that particular location, because of damage that can be done to these different places, hotels, beach houses, condominiums, those types of things, as well as maybe their parents own property at the beach and they stay at that particular location.
We hear stories about kids absolutely piling into a room. Two kids get the room and then 6 or 8 stay there.
If not 10 or 12.
Oh, no.
Now, who goes exactly? Is it only seniors or is it other students from high school?
It really varies. I've seen people that are juniors in high school to seniors as well as college students that go down during that time period also. So, I mean, it's really a mixed age group that goes down.
Is it really true that everyone's doing it?
No, it's not. I know from my experience in high school, I didn't do it. My sister did, though. And so it varies on what everybody's into. A lot of people like to go, but a lot of people just don't really get into it.
How would you feel about the schools weighing in on this subject?
I have done several talks for different schools where their particular students like to go to Beach Week or have expressed interest in going to Beach Week. And it's sort of a mixed bag. I mean, some students want to go, some don't want to go. And this educates the students as well as the parents and the teachers and school faculty in what occurs at Beach Week.
What is it about Beach Week that makes parents so instinctively nervous?
It's the unknown. It's not knowing exactly what's going to happen with your child for that time period from when they leave your house to the time that they get back. And I think that's really what parents need to educate themselves on, is to know where their child is going, who they're going with, what activities are they going to do that week, make sure that they have enough money to survive through the week. A lot of kids will go down there and, you know, essentially blow their money in the first few days that they're there on frivolous things and not really be able to survive through the week.
What do they do then?
You'll see a lot of kids borrowing money, calling mom and dad, you know, can I get more money? You know, and it's sometimes more difficult to get it down there as fast as a case may necessitate when you're in one part of either the state or city and your child's in another part. So it can be somewhat difficult.
Do you find kids doing things for money that they shouldn't be doing, panhandling or stuff like that, or not
too
much?
Yeah, I mean, you'll see some kids panhandling. You'll see a lot of kids sleeping in cars, that type of thing, which is, you know, obviously frowned upon by the particular city that they're in and that particular municipality. For instance, I know a lot of, you know, beaches in our state have particular laws against sleeping in vehicles within those municipalities.
So what happens if they catch kids doing it?
They would probably be placed under arrest or into custody until maybe they can find a place to either, you know, stay or until they can be released to their parents.
We had the rules when my kids were high school age and, of course, beyond. If you're going on any kind of class trip or group thing with your friends, it's your own money that you have to spend. So they've got to have it somewhere rather than taking it all in one batch. They need access to ATMs. I mean, that's a good thing today.
And that's definitely a benefit. ATMs and have really made things a lot easier. Fortunately, with just being able to transfer monies from, you know, one account to another account through the internet, that also makes it that much easier.
Yeah.
But I think the serious thing about Beach Week is really not the money, right?
No, that's not the money.
No.
It's not the money at all.
All right. We'll get down to what we're really all quite worried about. What is it that the law enforcement community is on the lookout for during this time?
What we're concerned about is essentially the alcohol and drug abuse that occurs during Beach Week, meaning, you know, that we see just, you know, with the gained freedom that, you know, the kids have and they tend to express themselves, you know, through the alcohol and the drugs, we get a lot of alcohol poisonings, date rapes, you know, even if it's consensual sex. I mean, if someone's drinking, their inhibitions are lowered and they're concerned, you know, maybe not about wearing the condom or the safe sex or anything along those lines. And so there's definitely, you know, a concern about sexually transmitted diseases, those types of things during Beach Week.
And these are even good kids, kids who haven't been in trouble before?
Great kids. Sometimes the kids that have been in the least trouble are sometimes the ones that tend to go out and really not know how to protect themselves. They don't have the experience with it.
Sometimes the ones who were the big drinkers in high school get in less trouble in Beach Week?
Well, they tend to know how to, you know, maybe hide it a little bit better.
Are there incidents that you've seen when something relatively minor led to something much more serious?
I've seen cases of, you know, sexual assaults where, you know, young girls, they go to the beach and, you know, you hear the cases of, you know, this person had a little bit to drink. You know, then before you know it, you're playing drinking games. And, you know, at that point, you know, the person gets sexually assaulted because, unfortunately, they're so drunk they can't even remember their name.
Dear. Now, of course, I guess this is all compounded by the fact that you've got a beach. So you've got an ocean that you could have people in when they've been drinking.
Yeah, there's a lot of instances where, you know, the kids will go down to the beach. Fortunately, there's ordinances against drinking on the beach, so they really try to, you know, curb, you know, if they go to the beach and they stay down there for a period of time, you know, at least ways they won't be drinking on the beach particularly, but they'll go back to their room and drink and then come back down to the beach. So the lifeguards are somewhat aware of what's going on, as well as the beach patrols and stuff like that.
Do you have more of a problem at night, though? Do you have times when lifeguards aren't there?
I think the lifeguards typically get off duty around 6 or so. And so, you know, there is that time period where the sun's still up and everybody's still down on the beach. You don't really see too many people swimming at night, but there's certainly activity that can occur on the beach that you need to be, you know, somewhat leery of.
We'll take a short break now and be right back to continue our discussion on Beach Week.
Two excellent books written by hosts Sandra Burt and Linda Perlis, Parents as Mentors and Washington, D.C. with Kids, are available at all major bookstores and on the web.
Welcome back to Parents Perspective. We are talking with Officer Rick Burge about Beach Week.
When kids want to go to Beach Week, what kinds of questions should parents be asking?
Where are you staying exactly? What's a phone number that, you know, you can be reached at if for some reason you need to be reached? Who is it that you're going with? Make sure that, you know who these particular kids are that your child is going to be staying with. Make sure that their parents are aware of the same. You know, maybe you can get together with the parents that of the kids that are going down and sort of set down the guidelines. You know, this is the type of behavior that we expect while you're at this location. As well as, you know, be aware that, you know, drinking does occur, and make sure that your child is somewhat aware of that if they're put in a situation that they don't necessarily want to be put in, that they can feel free to call you to get you out, get them out of that particular situation. And I'm always asked, you know, well, how can I have my child do that and still gain, you know, keep the respect of the people that they're with? And I always tell them, you know, just, you know, set up like a keyword that, you know, if your child calls you and says, you know, hi, Mom, I'm calling to check on, you know, Grandma Ruth. You know, how is she feeling? That way you know that, you know, there's something going on that, you know, your son or daughter needs to be taken out of. And then you can, you know, sort of carry on a conversation on the other end of the phone and figure out if they need to be picked up, if they need to be taken out of the situation that way.
Boy, that's pretty hard long distance if your kids, I mean, here the beach is 3 hours away.
It can be, but it's better to know that, you know, that, you know, your parents are there, that, you know, if you need to be picked up. And then I always tell parents, you know, once you pick up your child, make sure that, you know, you don't ask too many questions. I mean, you want to, you know, be able to maintain that, you know, level of trust that if for some reason, you know, they do call to be picked up, that, you know, you can, that'll stand in the future. But, yeah, I mean, it can be difficult if you're 3 hours away, but, you know, certainly it's better to be, you know, head down there and pick them up if that's, mm-hmm. you know, what they feel that is, you know, necessary. And, I mean, they can walk down the street and tell their friends, oh, you know, hey, I'm heading down to the boardwalk and, you know, wait, you know, at some local police station. They're not adverse to, you know, taking in kids and letting them sit in the lobby for a few hours while their parents come pick them up.
We used to tell our kids that all the time when they went to parties in high school. You know, just say you have a family commitment and you have to call home at a certain time, and call if you're uncomfortable at any point, and just say whatever the secret word is or the code expression. And we did pick our kid. My oldest son wanted to be picked up one time, and I got there to pick him up. There were three other kids piled into my station wagon, and I didn't ask any questions. They just all wanted to be taken home. And later I found out that house was really trashed. These were kids. The parents were away, even though we had been told the parents would be home, and the parents had said they would be home. They were away, and the kids got sick and messed up the carpet and messed up the furniture, and drapes got pulled down in the living room. It was apparently a real mess.
Yes, and unfortunately, this also occurs at Beach Week. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, because you're not dealing with even the parents having to be out of town. I mean, you're just dealing with, you know, uninhibited freedom to do what you want 24/7. And so, you know, maybe they realize by, you know, if they leave Sunday by Monday or Tuesday that, you know, hey, this isn't for me and I need to be taken out of this situation.
I think they need to know that it's okay.
And that's the most important. I had to do that with my sister one time. She was at an underage drinking party and she called me. And at the time, I was a Montgomery County police officer. And I was on duty at the time, and, you know, she called me and just said, you know, I need to be picked up. You know, this is out of control. You know, and I did, and I got her to a place where, you know, she felt safe and went back and basically busted the party. So
she had connections most of us don't have.
Now, we're talking about minors here with underage drinking and all this stuff. Are the parents responsible if their kids are caught by police or other authorities for underage drinking?
Yes, certainly. What you're looking at is the fact of, you know, there's criminal penalties and then there's civil penalties. What you have to face is that every municipality in every state has their own local laws as it pertains to underage drinking, possession of false IDs, furnishing alcohol to minors, selling alcohol to minors. And so, you know, those are the criminal sanctions. Now, as far as civil sanctions, certainly the parents can be held almost to a higher standard simply because they're the one that rented the room. They're the one that rented the particular house. And so they'll be civilly liable for any damages that can be incurred to that particular residence. Also, what you have to figure is most of these kids are going to the beach in some kind of transportation, whether it be their car or someone else's car. And so whoever's car is being driven, for instance, if there's an auto accident related to driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs, you know, there's also civil standards to that. And so, you know, there's a lot of civil lawsuits that can result of underage drinking.
And what about the kids? What kinds of penalties are imposed on the kids?
In the state of Maryland, possession of alcohol by a minor is punishable with up to a $500 fine for a first offense and $1,000 for each subsequent offense.
Now, does this go on some kind of a record as well? Do they have a criminal record?
Yes. It doesn't necessarily just go away even when they turn 18. I mean, you know, these offenses are still there and they could be accessed, you know, down the road if for some reason, you know, the child decides to apply for a police department or a government job or something like that where, you know, security clearances are needed. Certainly, I mean, you know, a juvenile record could be accessed at a later time. But the thing to keep in mind is it's not overly the crime of the century. I mean, we're not talking about robbery or something along those lines. It's not to say that it's necessarily going to prevent them from getting that job, but it could certainly interfere.
We think parents should probably set up some rules if kids come and ask about going to Beach Week. Do you have some suggestions for them?
Limit the number of people if they're renting a beach house or hotel or condominium, something along those lines. Certainly set up guidelines on how many people can be there, who can be there in that particular room. And I think the most important thing is to make sure that the other parents somewhat enforce the same. Because, you know, one lapse in, you know, one parent's mind, you know, could almost lead to disaster for the other three or four kids that are staying in this particular place. Also, make sure that, you know, the kids know, you know, what, you know, you believe is acceptable behavior. And I think that those are the main guidelines that you need to adhere to.
So you got to have a little talk.
Oh, you have to have a big talk.
We'll take a short break now and be right back to finish our discussion on Beach Week.
For an audio cassette copy of any parent's perspective show, send a check or money order for $5 with your name, address, and phone number to Parents Perspective, P.O. Box 42283, Washington, D.C. 20015.
Welcome back to Parents Perspective. We are talking with Officer Rick Burge about Beach Week.
What do you think about adults going as chaperones? Some schools have that, some schools don't.
I think it's good. I think it can be great. It can be beneficial in a lot of ways. One, you can make sure that the activity is not going on in your particular hotel room, condominium, beach house, whatever the case may be. I know that my mother went to Beach Week with my sister. She also took three or four other kids with her. And so if somebody comes home and they're not feeling well because they're sick from alcohol or something along those lines, you can have a parent there that can make sure that this person's taken care of, whether they need to seek medical treatment or whether they just need to be laid in a bed and watched. I think that's the best approach that you can take, is certainly have a parent go down with them or someone that you trust. And when I say someone that you trust, maybe an older brother, older sister, older cousin, something along those lines of someone that you feel that you can trust.
Older meaning how old?
Certainly in the mid-20s. Yeah, I mean, we're not talking like 18 or 19 because they'll just jump right into the activity with those people. But, I mean, certainly in the mid-20s, and make sure that that individual knows what you expect.
We had a situation just like what you mentioned. One of my kids was at Beach Week. And a young man in another room, but in a group of their friends, came down with meningitis. Mm-hmm. The kids didn't know what it was. They just knew he was really, really sick. And these were kids. They weren't sure what to do. They called home. The parents said, did you do this? Did you do that? The parents couldn't see the child. Ultimately, they got him to an emergency room. But then they had a whole room full of kids, a whole bunch of kids, yeah, who had all been exposed. It was really tough.
And that's one of the big things. A lot of those kids may have just associated the sickness with, oh, he drank too much, mm-hmm, or he just ate something bad. And you just don't know And so having a parent there can just sort of be a buffer from the alcohol, the drugs, as well as if, you know, there's some unknown sickness that occurs.
And this, I'm sure, was a fluky thing, but it sure was dangerous.
Sure.
Have you found that boys are more apt to try risk-taking behaviors that are different from what girls would try?
I think it's sort of a mixed bag. Some boys will, you know, certainly take more risks than others. But some girls are willing to, you know, take some risks that other girls aren't willing to take either. And some supersede the boys. I know that with my six-year-old, she's not really that great at doing cartwheels and, you know, gymnastics right now. But my next-door neighbor's daughter's excellent at it. And she's a lot more willing to take risks. Now, does that translate into later in life? Certainly it does. You'll get a lot of kids that are willing to do shots more, play quarters more, do lots of different types of things that other kids wouldn't be willing to do. And I think that's what sets, you know, each individual apart.
And sometimes I guess the peer group pressure is someone starts it and someone else goes, oh, come on, not gonna, what's going to happen?
Certainly. And that's where sometimes the more naive individuals get into the situation.
I worry about the alcohol, but I worry more even about kids being exposed to drugs for the first time when they're away from home, because it's such an unknown how they might react.
I know that a lot of kids are seeing a lot of marijuana in school. But certainly ecstasy is probably just as popular as marijuana in most schools. And ecstasy, you know, you're not seeing overdoses from people having heart attacks or, you know, their blood pressure getting too high or something along those lines. It's mainly because people overheat. Their body temperature just gets out of control and they need to be rushed to an emergency room. And if not, I mean, unfortunately, it could become fatal.
I think in terms of some totally unsuspecting kid trying something out and finding that he's getting hooked just from a week. But a week is a pretty long time if you keep using a substance.
Yeah, I mean, a week can be a long time, and it starts the behavior, if nothing else. So you have to be aware of what's going on around you. And I think one of the hardest things for teenagers to do sometimes is to step back from a situation and evaluate it before they jump into it. And I think that's one of the biggest dangers with Beach Week, is because they are exposed to so many different things just by gaining the freedom and just being away from mom and dad for maybe 7 days or even 5 days. So
let's just imagine your six-year-old were a teenager. What would be your course of action? She's coming home from high school. She says, hey, Dad, we're going to Beach Week next week.
I'd say, sure, let's book the room. I mean, I have no problem with teenagers going to Beach Week. I think it's a great idea, but I think the tone needs to be set, and they need to know where you're coming from, and you need to know where they're coming from also. You need to put yourself in their situation, and you really have to step back, set the guidelines, know who's going, know the friends, and certainly if she wanted to go, I'd take the 40 hours and off of work and go myself.
So in other words, let's book the room together.
Yeah, exactly.
Sending them by themselves.
You're sending them off, and they're not only going with the group of kids that you know they're going with, because there are so many other kids that you don't know and have never seen before.
And that's the situation. I mean, you know, that's the big unknown. I mean, you have every high school in your particular jurisdiction as well as every surrounding jurisdiction going into this beach at the exact same time, and that can be the greatest unknown.
Well, I think let's book the room is the quote the parents should take away from here. Officer Burge, what resources would you suggest for further information?
Certainly the internet. There's a lot of information on the internet pertaining to Beach Week. You can also obtain information from the particular hotels or condominiums that you're going to stay at as to their policies. Also, you can go online or you can talk to the, you know, that particular jurisdiction as to what alcohol chapters they have in their local area, meaning Draw the Line or Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and different local chapters that they may have in that particular area as to what kind of literature they have on Beach Week and the type of behaviors that are out there.
So there's something to do besides bite our nails?
Exactly. There's a lot of things that you can do to educate yourself.
Well, Officer Burge, you have been wonderful. You've helped educate all of the parents who are listening out there. We're all quite nervous, but we're feeling like there's some help. So that's very good for all of us. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Our gift for our first caller is an autographed copy of our book, Parents as Mentors. Just call us toll-free at 1-800-791-8573 with your name and mailing address. That's 1-800-791-8573 with your name and mailing address and mention show number 150. Tell us what station you're listening to if you can, since we're airing all over the world. It's always fun to know what station you're tuning into. Parents as Mentors in Washington, D.C. with Kids are both available at all major bookstores and on the web.
To learn more about Parents' Perspective and our books Parents as Mentors and Washington, D.C. with Kids, you could visit our website, http://i.am/parentsperspective. That's http://i.am/parentsperspective. This is Sandy Burt and Linda Perlis. We're glad you could share Parents' Perspective. Our sound engineer is Damon Fisher. Music for this program was composed and performed by Jonathan Burt.